Order. Order.
Parliament's debating special legislation to aid the recovery from the Canterbury earthquake. They'll be sitting until late tonight if necessary. The Minister in charge of the recovery, Gerry Brownlee, explained what was going to happen in question time.
Today the government, with the support of other parties in this House, will introduce the Canterbury Earthquake Response Recovery Bill. The legislation is needed urgently so that recovery work can continue seamlessly following the lifting of the state of emergency in Canterbury, expected later this week.
Mr Brownlee said the legislation would include amendments to existing law so as to speed up the recovery process.
Mr Speaker, the Canterbury Earthquake Response and Recovery Bill enables the government to use orders in council to facilitate the recovery response. Those orders in council, of course, will be subject to normal parliamentary scrutiny as provided in standing orders. This allows the relaxation or suspension of provision enactments of enactments that may divert resources away from the effort to efficiently respond to the damage caused and the efforts to minimise further damage. It also allows the relaxation or suspension of enactments that may not be reasonably capable of being complied with due to earthquake damage. The Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Commission will link decision makers on the ground in Canterbury with decision makers in Wellington. Membership of the Commission will include the three mayors and ensure that the recovery is driven by the people of Canterbury.
Gerry Brownlee was pressed for an assurance on that point by the Labour MP for Waimakariri, Clayton Cosgrove.
He's satisfied that he has the complete support of the three affected Canterbury mayors for the Canterbury Earthquake Response and Recovery Bill, given their statement on Radio New Zealand today that the lifting of the state of emergency in Canterbury will not happen if they are not satisfied with the legislation that he wishes to pass through the Parliament.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I am confident that the three district mayors, who will of course be on the Commission, are satisfied with this. Over the weekend, there has been discussions with their officers, as well as officers representing government agencies. And in the end, we have a bill that I think will enable those mayors to constructively go about their reconstruction. I might take this opportunity to congratulate the three of them, Kelvin Coe, Ron Keating and Bob Parker, for the work that they've done.
Outside the city, damage to farms was still being assessed, according to Agriculture Minister David Carter.
Current estimates are 300 to 400 farms sustaining some damage, with approximately 100 to 150 of those being quite badly damaged. Damage primarily involves buildings, silos that have tipped over, inoperable dairy sheds and some ground cracking. A major concern is what impact the quake has had on the underground irrigation infrastructure, and we're currently working to ascertain the extent of this damage and what work will be needed to fix any damage prior to the summer.
Agriculture Minister David Carter in question time, which was followed by the first reading of the Canterbury Earthquake Response and Recovery Bill. And the extensive powers in the bill drew words of caution from both sides of the political spectrum, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The Greens' Kennedy Graham expressed concerns over the powers given to individual ministers.
So the relevant minister can, because of an earthquake in Christchurch, suspend the application of virtually any piece of legislation in New Zealand. Is that truly what this government intends? Are we losing all sense of proportion, perhaps, here? There is even a supremacy clause. No order is invalid in the event it is repugnant to or inconsistent with any other act. That means that the Canterbury Response and Recovery Act is, with those exceptions, the supreme law in the land.
Mr Graham suggested political motives for the government's design of the Earthquake Response and Recovery Bill.
It does appear to us that the government has been galvanised in this by its broad economic philosophy. Do not let the GDP fall. Do not let the tourists become concerned. Rebuild as fast as possible. Time is money. Well, sir, time is also wisdom. Mr Speaker, the Green Party will support this bill through first reading. And in committee stage, we shall advance amendments designed to turn this extreme law around to be more modest and appropriate to the circumstances. If our concerns are met, we shall ultimately vote for the bill. If they are not, our support may not be forthcoming in the third reading.
Mr Graham's concerns were echoed by the ACT Party's Deputy Leader, John Boscawen.
We do have serious concerns with the trend that this government appears to be setting towards transferring decision-making powers from Parliament to individual ministers via the Order in Council process. Parliamentary scrutiny is essential and a vital element of our system of government, and constitutional framework, both of which are threatened by this developing trend and which will only be reinforced every time the government enacts legislation that overrides normal parliamentary or local government process.
ACT MP John Boscawen.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.